This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bring the bang back.
The Asian Pop Experiment. Crazy with a K, pop.
Joy.org.au.
Oh my God.
This is an Asian Pop Experiment podcast with Jace, Kane and Mitch. You can catch our show every Thursday night live Australian Eastern Standard Time at 7pm to 8pm. Find us on the web www.joy.org.au/listen live. Check us out on Facebook. Just look for the Asian Pop Experiment page and group. Or you can find us on Twitter by searching for @AsianPopX. Now, myself and Kane Lee break the news of Super Junior's Super Show 4 coming to Australia. Here's our interview with one of the organisers bringing Super Junior to Australia. It's Gilbert of JK Entertainment. Keep listening to our show live each week for more information.
DJ, put it back. Player
is pleasure.
Once again, joining us on the line for the Asian Pop Experiment, Gilbert, Marketing Assistant of JK Entertainment. Welcome again to the show, Gilbert.
Hello. Good.
Regular listeners of the Asian Pop Experiment would have heard you on our program not long ago announcing the YG auditions to take place in Australia soon, and also JK Entertainment's own audition and K-pop training course. Some may say the news you are about to present to us, Gilbert, is even more exciting than the announcement of the YG auditions. Some will say it's just as overwhelming. So, Gilbert, please break the news for us once again. Who's coming for a concert this time around?
Yep, Super Junior is coming.
Wow. Mm. So there's been a little bit of talk about this. People have been speculating and thinking that they were going to come, and perhaps even a little bit of information was leaked. Was that something you knew about at JK Entertainment?
Yes, I think it was on the YouTube. Yeah.
Oh, really?
It's not from us. It's from Super Junior.
So one of Super Junior's people accidentally leaked it ahead of time.
Yeah, it's like they're coming to Australia. So, yeah.
Okay. So they said they're coming to Australia before the official release date.
Was it one of the members that said it?
Not actually said it, but they mentioned that earlier. Yeah, so.
Every time there's a JK event, it always seems there's some kind of leak, and then everyone knows all these little details, and then you guys like completely wipe it off.
We always think on the Asian Pop Experiment that you guys are very, very clever and just give us little bits of information ahead of time, but I think it's not you, it's just someone that's going behind your back and telling everyone.
But it's good promotion. It's very good.
So, Gilbert, do you know of the group, how many members will be coming for the Super Junior concert?
Oh, they're all coming.
Wow.
So all of them that are actively in the group right now?
Yep.
Is it 9?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Gilbert, will there be a possibility of surprise acts or singers performing alongside Super Junior at the concert?
I can't mention what about it right now.
So there might be someone.
Yeah.
Please be Boa.
Male or female? Can you tell us male or female?
No, I can't mention this.
Okay, all right. Well,
I hope it's Boa.
We'll be nice to Gilbert. We won't get him in trouble and fired just yet. Maybe next week. We'll see at an opening at JK Entertainment for Marketing Assistant the week after.
Has SM Entertainment considered this as an opening to possible SM Town concerts in Australia in the future?
We hope so, yep.
Yeah.
We are trying to keep contact with SM.
Yeah, because I've heard from a few groups and other companies that are in Australia trying to push Asian pop that they've tried contacting SM, and SM hasn't really responded too much in recent times. But it seems that they've actually realised that there are Australian K-pop fans, and that it would be worth to, you know, bring SM Town to Australia.
Yeah, it would be great if they come to Australia. It would be really great, but we can't be sure yet.
I think, Gilbert, you yourself and Midgey and Wendy and everyone at JK Entertainment must be pretty damn persuasive. I like your style.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't want to be in a room with you because I think I'd get in trouble. I think I'd be made to do very stupid things if you all asked me to. Have you got word yet of anything in particular that might be setting this super show aside from ones that have been presented in the past? Is there anything different that we can expect that fans of Suju can expect this time around?
Or
is it all a big secret at the moment?
Yeah, it's kind of secret, so
can't say yet.
I can't be sure because it's a SM times work. So
sure.
Yeah.
Kane,
will any of the members be making any solo or joint appearances at concerts or events locally that aren't the Super Show?
Yep. Actually, they will performing solo in the Super Show.
So they'll be performing solely within the show, but will they be performing outside of the Super Show itself?
No, not outside of Super Show, but inside Super Show.
So no outside performances aside from Super Show?
No, not at all.
So if you want to see Super Junior, you have to get your tickets to the Super Show, nothing else.
Also, will there be any fan signing or fan meeting events?
Yeah, we are trying to assign the fan signing event.
Oh, really?
Great.
Fan meeting will be good, but I can't be sure right now.
Let's hope.
We are preparing about this.
But it does look promising to you at this point of time that Super Junior will like to do a fan meeting. Fingers crossed.
Can't be sure.
How many tickets will be available?
It's approximately like 15 grand. That's 15,000.
15,000? Yeah. Okay, so that's maybe about half the amount that were available for the K-pop music festival last year.
Yeah.
So a bit more of a more intimate venue.
The K-pop festival was quite large. It was like so many K-pop idols came out. So it's 41 groups. So I'm not sure.
Yeah.
We are trying to have K-pop Fest in 2012.
Wow. So when can we expect the concert, Gilbert? How far off will it be?
The concert will be 5th of May.
Wow.
Yes, will be next month. Yeah.
So that's the 5th of May in Sydney at All Phones Arena, is that right?
Yeah, All Phones Arena.
Very cool. And of course, for those that are not familiar with Sydney but went to the K-pop Music Festival, that's just to the right of the concert, of the venue, Stadium Australia, that the K-pop Music Festival was at last time, isn't it?
Yes, that's right.
Great, so it shouldn't be too hard to find. Gilbert, will there be a press conference similar to the one that was held last year for the K-pop Music Fest?
Yeah, we are trying to organize it, but can't say sure, yeah.
Okay, well, we'll have to make sure our question gets through this time, because last time it was very hard to ask a question. All right, and finally, Gilbert, the last question Kane and I need to ask you. It's very important, so you ready?
Yep.
Okay, how many members of the group will we be allowed to take back to Melbourne for a live performance on our show?
None, I guess.
your correct response will be, Jason, I don't like your chances. Gilbert, thank you so much for joining us on the Asian Pop Experiment to let us know about the Super Show 4 that is coming to Australia on May 5th. How do we find out more information or get tickets for the event?
Yep, you can find it on our website, www.jkent.com.au.
Awesome. Gilbert, thanks so much for joining us once again on the Asian Pop Experiment.
Yep, thank you.
If you love your K-pop, your J-pop, and everything in between, we are your source for Asian pop music in Australia and beyond. To keep posted on all the latest news on the Asian pop scene, make sure you keep listening to the Asian Pop Experiment. We are live Thursdays, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. You can get us on the Joy 94.9 app and stream us live. Stream us live at joy.org.au/listen-live or tune in to 94.9 FM if you're in Melbourne. Don't forget to head to our Facebook page now and join our group, the Asian Pop Experiment. And while you're there, flick over and like our page. It's a
wave. The Asian Pop Experiment. Hit us up on Facebook, twitter.com/
Asian Pop X.
The Asian Pop Experiment. The Asian Pop Experiment. joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.